The Chris Moyle Show with Toby Tarrant.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Friday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
With Toby Tarrant on Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Toby Tarrant.
Hello, good morning, happy Friday. Sorry, I don't know why I sounded so miserable there. Happy Friday.
Yay, it's Friday.
Yay, it's Friday.
I was convinced it was Saturday morning when the alarm went off, to the point where I almost turned the alarm off this morning.
Oh, really?
Oh, absolutely convinced. But why have I set an alarm? It's Saturday morning. I don't have to be up just yet.
Oh. Do you ever get to have a lie-in on a Saturday or Sunday? Like, if you were left to you, completely to your own devices, no alarm clock, nothing, not a care in the world, what time would you naturally get up on a Saturday or Sunday?
So Saturday we do the show, obviously.
Yes.
Sunday, probably the latest would be like 8 o'clock.
Really?
I can't do it. I'm just so...
You wake up, so no alarm, you'd wake up about 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I've done earlies for so long.
Yeah.
I think my body clock's, that's it now.
Pippa doesn't have that.
No, I know. She was saying she can really lie in, can't she?
Oh, she gets up all week, 4:30.
Yeah.
And then if she's left her own devices on a Saturday or Sunday morning, she can sleep till 11 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm very jealous.
She's just she's not a natural early bird, despite doing it for a decade.
No. None of us are, I don't think, actually. We're all a bit rubbish in the morning.
No. I do like it on the weekend when you get up earlier.
Mm.
You feel like you've had a full day.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit guilty when you wake up too late.
Yes.
But Pippa, honestly, I might wake up like 9:30 on a Saturday. Pips will be next to me, snoring away.
Really? Does she?
Farting.
Does she like a snorer?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does she? Oh, that's brilliant.
Muttering things under her breath about how, you know, we should probably see other people. Just stuff like that.
Just the normal stuff. Yeah.
You know, all that sort of stuff.
We're on a break.
Yeah, exactly. All that sort of stuff. Sean Locke used to do a bit about that, about how he used to always ask his wife inane, stupid questions. Mm. And then she would just sort of... He goes, she never used to answer them. She just sort of look out the window and mutter to herself, oh, we should probably stay together for the kids and stuff like that. Now, I saw a post yesterday online, and I'd like to pick your male brain about it,
sure,
if that's okay.
Please do.
So, there was this photo put up on social media. A woman had bought her husband a new wallet, right? Mm. 5 months ago, really expensive new wallet. And yet, despite the fact that it's been 5 months, he has not switched it over. And she put a photo of the lovely new wallet alongside the old one. The old one is in bits.
Right.
It's completely tattered.
Yeah.
And the new one's brand spanking new. And yet, she said, despite buying him a nice new wallet because his old one's so bad, he hasn't made the switch yet.
Oh.
And then it was just loads of blokes underneath just going, yeah, that you don't change your wallet.
Yeah.
Ever. Now, is that a thing?
Well, now...
Because
I've cleared mine out recently, but mine is can look like a Dave Grohl clang. When he came into the old show, you saw my wallet, went, why have you got a saddle with you?
Is that the same one that Dave Grohl saw?
It's not the same one, but it's full of the same rubbish, basically.
Right.
But I just keep receipts that I don't need, and it's massive. It's huge.
Yeah. With receipts,
are you one of those who have a little card wallet?
No. Hang on. What's producer Harry? What have you done?
I don't even have a big wallet anymore.
Oh.
I'm one of those guys.
No.
Guys.
That's mental, that.
It's my dad era. I've got a phone that has got the card wallet on the back.
That's insane, because if you lose your phone, you lose everything.
Exactly. Not absolutely everything.
Everything. Well, put it this way. If I lose my wallet, I lose all my debit cards. If I lose my phone, I lose my phone. If you lose your phone, you lose all your phone and debit cards.
But I don't lose my phone.
But if you do...
Yeah, but you're more likely to lose your wallet because you don't... You're not checking it and being a loser.
No. No.
No?
No.
How many times you lost a phone?
Been a while.
How many times you lost a wallet?
Been a while.
All right.
But it happens. Okay. It has. At university, I would lose my phone every 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's normal, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. But now, it's been years.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm.
That's insane to me. Also, I like having a wallet.
I don't have all of my cards in there, for the record. I've got most of them on my Apple Pay, and the ones that basically can take out cash or are really helpful, or a Nectar card, are in there.
All I'm hearing
plus
is
a couple of stamps.
If you wait outside work for Harry today, you could have a gold rush.
What's your PIN?
Yeah, good luck.
Why are people so... And I'm not going to say my PIN, which proves the point. Why are people so protective of their PIN? Because you need more. Like, say mine was 7861. Like, what? You can't do anything with that information. You can't walk into the shop and go, put it on 7861.
No, you can't. You're right.
That's true. Why are people so protective of it?
Because people used to replicate cards, didn't they?
Yeah. And you know, where are they now? Probably living it up. All the money they made.
They're on a yacht.
Good luck to them.
I imagine.
Good luck to them.
Yeah.
But loads of the comments underneath this photo. So her husband's refusing to switch out the old wallets. And somebody said, the used one has been moulded by time to fit perfectly in every pocket of every piece of clothing that we own. The new one will feel weird.
Yeah, that's very true.
That is so true, isn't it? It just slots in like a glove.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was thinking about this because I lost my wallet in Hamburg, do you remember?
Oh, yes.
On a stag do.
German pen friend to help, didn't I?
He was no use whatsoever.
He sadly wasn't.
Yeah.
Boris. Guten Tag.
Yeah, thank you, Boris, for trying. Yeah, I lost my wallet in Hamburg a few years ago. So, and this one now, so that's probably a couple of years ago. I still don't like how new this one is, and it's 2 years old.
Yeah.
Just hasn't got enough character yet.
Break it in a bit, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm with you.
I've told the story before about when I lost my debit card. I've told you this.
Have you?
When I went for a run, I was training for the marathon. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
But I went for a training run. I had one of those little, you know, fanny packs.
Yeah.
With all my keys and my phone and my cards in and stuff.
Yeah, big old fanny pack.
Big old fanny pack. And I got home and blah, blah, blah. At some point, I noticed my debit card had gone from the fanny pack. And I was like, oh, no. And I was like, I swear I saw it since I've been inside the flat. I'm not going to cancel it. I refuse to cancel it. I know it's in here somewhere, and I know if I cancel it, I'm going to find it. So I was like, right. Pippa was going, cancel it. I was like, no. I'm sure I've seen it in the flat.
Yeah.
Anyway, after a couple of days, I check my transactions. This bloke's living it up.
Really?
Yeah. He's having the time of his life. Right?
It's a real random list of stuff.
Well, I went to the bank. So I go to the bank, and I say, look, I've lost my debit card.
Yeah.
There's also been some transactions the last few days, which can't have been me because I haven't had my card.
Yeah.
They were like, okay, no worries. We'll cancel the card and we'll go through the transactions and work out, you know, which ones were you and which... Okay, no worries. So they're going, right, so they've been to the Hippodrome Casino. I went, great place. Fair play to the guy. I like the cut of his jib, but can't have been me. I haven't been in the last 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
They were like, okay. They've been to the Marquis pub. I'm like, great pub.
Wow.
Love it in there.
Okay.
Love it. Loving this guy's work.
Yeah.
But can't have been me. I haven't had my card the last few days.
Yeah.
They've been to, and they're just listing pubs that I love and stuff. And I'm going, I said to people, I said, do you know the saddest thing? We'd have been best mates. The bloke that's nicked my card and me, we'd have got along famously. Anyway, eventually, she keeps going through the list. And I'm like, I've been to all of these places recently.
Hmm.
And she goes, do you pay contactless? This was when it was still relatively new. And I went, yeah, always. She went, they take a few days to come out. This is you.
You idiot.
And I was going to Pippa, this guy's a legend. Anyway.
He's paid for a round of golf in Surrey.
He's gone to Anfield. I kept saying to Pippa, I was like, this guy's the best. Anyway, turns out, card was on the back of the sofa.
Oh, brilliant.
Never lost it.
Banks love people like you.
Anyway. I was looking at my wallet this morning when I saw this post, and I was thinking, "Oh, it's getting there, but it still needs a bit of. It still needs to get moulded."
Mm.
And then I realised how sad life. I had a real moment of realising that I'm not as rock and roll as I used to be.
Right.
Because when I was a young single man, you know, with my whole life ahead of me,
the good days, as you call them.
Yeah, as I call them. Yeah, but when I was happy.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to, in this compartment here, sometimes keep a prophylactic.
Don't look me in the eye when you're saying
in case, yes. You know.
That's it. Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it would stay in there for years.
Absolutely.
But it was there because I was a young, single, free guy.
Yeah.
And you never know what life's going to throw at you.
Yeah,
so I had a prophylactic in the same slot that I used to keep a prophylactic.
Don't say slot. Yeah.
I now keep one of those things to pick up food that gets in my teeth. That's a sad moment. That used to be in case any sex happened. Now it's in case I get too much steak in my teeth. So there we go. So they're just little moments where you realise that life's moved on.
It is moved on, isn't it? Oh, that's... Bless you, Toad.
Do you know what? Maybe if I'd had that thing in my wallet when I was younger, I'd have used the prophylactic more.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? Right, 20 minutes to go until 7 o'clock on your Friday morning. Busy show coming up. I'll explain more in just a sec. But first, Mumford & Sons' Little Lion Man on Radio X.
Weep for yourself, my man. You'll never be what is in your heart. Weep, little lion man. You're not as brave as you were at the start. Rate yourself and rake yourself. Take all the courage you have left and waste it on fixing all the problems that you made in your own head. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really f***ed it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my... For yourself, my man, you know that you have seen this all before. Tremble, little lion man, you'll never settle any of your scores. Your grace is wasted in your face, your boldness stands alone among the wreck. Now learn from your mother, or I'll spend your days biting your own neck. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really f***ed it up this time, didn't I, my dear? But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really f***ed it up this time, didn't I, my dear?
Is the Chris Moyle Show with Toby Tarrant. Toby is so good on the buttons, he has segged the sweeper perfectly, so the vocals on the song will kick in now. Now? Okay, vocals in 3, 2, 1.
Until Sally, I was never happy. I needed so much more. Rain clouds, oh, they used to chase me. Down they would fall, join my tears. I lay
to me from heaven. Sally Cinnamon, you're my world. You are my world. Your eyes are gazing back from every little piece of glass. You seem to smile from every flame. Tell me, Cinnamon, you are my world.
Stone Roses, Sally Cinnamon. A belting track for a Friday morning. It's pretty good on a Wednesday as well, to be fair.
Very good on Wednesday.
Before that, I played you Mumford & Sons' Little Lion Man. Hello to Craig, who says, I saw Marcus Mumford on the train I was working on yesterday.
Oh.
I mentioned I hear his stuff a lot on Radio X. He wasn't bothered. Nice guy, though. There we go.
Nice. Thanks, Craig.
Thank you, Craig. And I had a bit of a weird moment yesterday, actually, speaking of hearing stuff on radio. I played golf yesterday.
Yes.
Got to the course. The pro shop where you go and check in and everything was locked.
Oh.
And there was, after about 10 minutes, we couldn't get in. I need to check in and need to buy a few bits.
Mm.
So eventually I went looking and I found the admin office.
Right.
And I opened up the door. Two very nice ladies sat in there with a proper old school radio on the desk that they were listening to. Listening to Polly James on Radio X.
Really?
Yes.
Great.
So I went in and I went, hello. I went, there's nobody in the pro shop. And I just was chatting to them. And then I suddenly clocked that they were listening to Radio X. Mm. And I was just like, oh God, this is going to be embarrassing.
Here we go.
Oh God, what do you want me to sign?
Yes, it's me.
Fine, gather around, we'll have a photo. You're obviously big Radio X fans. Literally, not a peep.
Nothing.
Yeah.
That's great.
In fact, it got to the stage where I was offended even on the way out. I was like, good radio station you got there. Oh, yeah. Listen to it a lot, do you? Every day, and nothing. Okay, good.
It's just all about Polly, isn't it, for them?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. They had posters of Polly up.
Yeah.
One of them had a Polly tattoo.
That's it.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for letting us know, Craig. I haven't seen anyone fake. We haven't done a
seeing famous people on trains is really cool, I think, because you know they're not going anywhere. They've got to stay in their seats.
Hang on.
No, you know
what
I mean?
You sound like a psychopath.
No, but it's like,
Basically, they can't leave me.
But you know what I mean? So if you see somebody in the street, that you're not going to go and follow them, but you shouldn't do, because stalking's illegal. But if you're on a train, you can zip down to the loo, you can go and get some food, you're going to pass them like three or four times.
You sound insane.
I saw Pierce Brosnan on a train a long time ago.
Yeah,
and he wasn't going anywhere.
He couldn't get away from me. He hid in the toilet for a bit.
But you know what I mean, though? Because they're there. They're just like you. Do you know what I mean? They can't go anywhere. I'm not saying you should, stalk, celebs on
trains.
I'm
just saying when they are on the train, they can't go anywhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, we haven't done a Guess Who in ages, have we?
No. Have you seen anyone recently?
That's what I'm
Have you seen anyone recently?
Not that I wouldn't expect to see.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen people in the building.
Yeah, of course.
You know, after the 2,000th time of seeing Mylene Klass...
Exactly.
...sort of wears off.
Definitely.
Sorry, Mylene, you're very lovely, but, you know, you move on.
Yeah.
Once I was walking down a street in Soho, and I saw Bill Nye.
Right,
this is ages ago.
That's a good one.
And then the couple of days later, we were walking down the same street, me and Pippa, and I went, you'll never guess who I saw down here the other day. And jokingly, Pip went, I don't know, Bill Nye?
Really?
And we both, I went, yes! We couldn't believe it. Then we realise we need to hang out less.
That's it. Yeah.
Now, we've got a busy, 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 busy show this morning, so I should probably stop waffling on, because we have got tickets to give away to Coldplay.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yes. Those are going to be very popular indeed. We have got your chance to see Coldplay later on this morning. We've been giving away tickets all this week. So, Dominic Byrne, have you been practicing your Coldplay all night?
Do you know what? I don't say this lightly. My fingers are on fire today.
Are they?
They really are.
You should get that looked at.
I'm pleased with what's going to happen later.
And then, a bit later on, Kelly Jones from Stereophonics is going to be joining us for a chat in the studio. The new album is out now. I listened to it this morning and it's wonderful. So Kelly Jones is going to be with us a bit later on this morning. The album as well, 8 tracks long, half an hour.
I love that.
I love that.
Mm, that's what you want.
You know when you listen to an album and it's 45 minutes long and half an hour of it's good.
Yeah.
And you can tell the record label, for some reason, has gone, oh, we should probably do like 12 songs.
Yeah.
So they've put in some fluff.
Is that all it is? 8 tracks?
8 tracks.
That's brilliant.
It's so, listen to it over the weekend when you get half an hour is all you need. But yeah, Kelly Jones is going to be chatting to us later this morning. And then I've got an hour of music from 9 o'clock, and it is just wall-to-wall stonkers. That's the best way to describe it. Yeah, lots going on. Happy Friday. Hope you're having a brilliant week so far. Bowling for soup.
8 o'clock, Monday night, and I'm waiting to finally talk to a girl a little cooler than me. Her name is Nona. She's a rocker with a nose ring. She wears a two-way, but I'm not quite sure what that means. And when she walks, all the windows and the angels sing. She doesn't notice me, cause she's watching wrestling, creaming over tough guys, listening to rap metal, turntables in her eyes. It's like a bad movie, she's looking through me. If you were me, then you'd be screaming, someone shoot me, as I fell miserably, trying to get. Changers full of singers that are mad at their dad. She said she'd like to score some reefer and a 40. She'll never know that I'm the best that she'll never have. And when she walks, all the wind blows and the angels sing. She'll never notice me. She's watching wrestling, creaming over tough guys, listening to rap metal, turntables in her eyes. She likes them with a mustache.
Bad guys want from Bowling for Soup. Are they bowling to earn soup or are they bowling on behalf of soup? Nobody knows.
Exactly right.
Lads, cut the crap. What is today's top nine, says Jack in Leamington Spa.
Was it Jack who was asking for the top nine yesterday?
I think it was. I think it was a Dave yesterday.
Right, he changed his name, I reckon. There can't be more than one.
We haven't planned a top nine for today. We've got a busy show. We can't just do top nines all the time.
Exactly.
We might do a top nine if we find time. If you just joined us, Dominic Byrne was saying that he purposely gets on trains celebrities are on so that they can't leave him.
No, I didn't say that. No, it's not.
Have you got commitment issues?
No. If I'm on a train and a celebrity is on there, I know that they can't leave. So if I want to go and have another look at them, I can without it being weird. The way you said it, it's like I follow a celebrity onto a train and get, regardless of where they go, just so I can be next to a celebrity.
I just picture you opposite, the edge, but with one of those newspapers with two eye holes cut out on the Oxford to Banbury.
That would be good.
Talking of seeing famous people on trains, I once fell on Theo Walcott on the Eurostar coming back from Disneyland Paris.
Oh.
In my defence, the train jolted, said Dan. I saw Sean Wallace, a.k.a. the Dark Destroyer, from The Chase on the train not long ago, and everybody was rubbernecking the poor guys.
Yeah.
That was probably you.
I'd have been there.
You can't leave, Sean.
We know you can't leave. X.
With the Škoda Elroq. Press go on the all-electric SUV.
X. We asked Johnny Vaughan and Sunta Templeton if they'd like to jet off from London Gatwick on a European fly-drive adventure with British Airways Holidays. And unsurprisingly, they said yes.
Let's go. Are you ready?
We're going on a day trip to Aveiro, which is just a 50-minute drive out of Porto, and we're going to explore it via its stunning canals. Let's go.
We don't know which way it is.
And now you can win your very own fly drive holiday to Porto with spending money, thanks to British Airways Holidays and their exclusive car hire partner, Avis. To enter and watch the best bits from Johnny and Sunta, go to radiox.co.uk.
Excuse me. Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh, why are you wearing that? Just got my last bit sorted at post office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search post office travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited, pursuant to license by MasterCard International.
How would you like to be a Win Plus winner? Enter now to win huge cash prizes and loads more at winplus.co.uk. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Andor returns for season 2 on Disney Plus.
I came with you to be part of something.
Now streaming.
The Empire cannot win.
Resistance is absurd.
We must stand together. We will be crushed.
You're right here, and you're ready to fight.
Andor, season 2.
Welcome to the rebellion.
Now streaming only on Disney Plus. 18 plus subscription required. T's and C's apply.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £65 million.
Now that calls for a dance.
Well, if you insist.
Hit it! Dip me like you've never dipped before.
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
When you switch to Virgin Media Lightning Fast M125 broadband, you do nothing. Literally nothing. We'll handle the whole process for you. That's smooth broadband and smooth switching. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Visit virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fibre areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
Radio X. News update next.
You know, it's easy to miss important things with all the notifications you get. Like this message from Sergey. Help me, I'm trapped in the upstairs bathroom. Delete. But this message from Otto Sergey is important.
Hello, Mr. Alexander. I've delivered your personalized car insurance deals ahead of your renewal.
Thank you, Otto Sergey. Simples. Just make it simples with personalized deals delivered by Otto Sergey from Compare the Market.
Prices generated from information you provided. Review before purchasing.
Help!
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
It is exactly 7 o'clock on your Friday morning. Toby Tarrant in for Chris Moyles. This is the latest from Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, the US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff will meet Russia's President Putin today for more talks on achieving peace in Ukraine. Speaking in the Oval Office last night, Donald Trump says he's putting a lot of pressure on both sides to reach agreement. And so the latest peace deal recognizes Moscow's 2014 seizing of Crimea. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told CBS's Face the Nation program talks are going well.
The statement by the president mentions a deal, and we are ready to reach a deal, but there are still some specific points, elements of this deal, which need to be fine-tuned, and we are busy with this exact process.
In other news this morning, the Chancellor will meet her US counterpart for talks in Washington later. Rachel Reeves is expected to discuss a potential trade deal, and she meets with the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent. Water company bosses could face up to 2 years in prison if they cover up illegal sewage spills. It's part of new laws that come into force today. The government says firms must be held accountable. And new data suggests private parking companies are on course to give out a record 14.5 million tickets this year. The RAC say it could be costing drivers millions of pounds a day.
Sport.
British boxer Conor Benn insists he doesn't feel any pressure ahead of tomorrow's fight with Chris Eubank Jr. The pair were originally due to clash in October 2022, but they'll face off at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. And four-time Olympian Eilish McColgan has told us she's got one special goal in mind as she prepares to take on Sunday's London Marathon.
Secretly, I'd love to obviously beat my mum's time of 2:26. Like, that's the only PB that my mum has left that I haven't broken.
She's been on the Sports Agent podcast ahead of her marathon debut nearly three decades after her mum Liz set her career best. Meanwhile, the Commonwealth 10,000-metre champion will be amongst those lining up to take on the 26.2-mile course from Blackheath to Buckingham Palace.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Bit of rain around for Northern Ireland and Western Scotland. Elsewhere, it should be dry, bright and sunny. Temperatures up to around 16 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you very much, Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Did you like my jingle?
Very good.
Thank you.
Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
You're welcome.
How do you do a marathon in 2 hours anything?
I know.
Starts with a two.
So she's a professional runner.
So Liz McColgan was a professional.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then her daughter, Eilish.
Another Nepo baby.
Exactly. They're everywhere, are they?
It made me sick. No, seriously.
That's insane.
Nice to see another Nepo baby doing well.
Isn't it, though?
Well, I'll see her at the annual Nepo baby conference.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's me. It's her.
Yeah.
Roman Kemp. Whatever Bradley Walsh's son's called.
Oh, yeah, I was about to, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's bad. Yeah.
Lily Allen.
Yeah.
We're all just hanging out.
That's it.
Lily Allen said in an interview not long ago that she thinks the term Nepo baby is a sexist term because she said nobody ever calls men Nepo babies. And I was like, I beg to differ.
Yeah.
You haven't seen my Twitter account. I get called it every day. Right, it's Friday morning. Just gone 7 o'clock. So, Coldplay tickets to give away. And also Kelly Jones from this lot is going to be joining us in the studio later on this morning. Stereophonics' new album is out today. But let's go back to Dakota for this one. Radio X.
Thinking about thinking of you. Summertime, think it was June.
Smoyle Show listening figures are on the up and up. So for 2 weeks, we thought we'd give our competitors a chance and let Toby Tarrant have the breakfast show. You're welcome, rivals. Radio X.
I didn't actually check that before I put it in. It's actually only 1 week. Don't panic. Chris is back on Monday from 6:30. Sorry about that. On with Fatboy Slim. Slim right here, right now, Radio X, 10 past 7 Friday. I was just chatting about the annual Nepo Baby conference.
Yes.
That I go to.
That's it.
It's not so much a conference, it's just drinks, nibbles.
That's right.
It's nothing major, you know. Yeah. We just get together and talk about, you know.
It's lovely that you do that.
It's really nice for us all to get together. Mm. Like I say, it's me, Roman Kemp, whatever Bradley Walsh's son is called.
Yeah.
Lily Allen.
Mm. There must be more.
Everyone in the banking world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's the point. I'm going to defend Nepo babies. Mm. Celebrity Nepo babies, right? Get loads of abuse.
Yeah.
We did get a very nice leg up. I'm very grateful for it. I don't deny that. But other industries are way worse. Mm. Go, if you go into the city or any like any sort of high finance job,
mm,
it's just people whose dad got them a job.
Yeah, there's a lot of that, isn't there?
Will Kim Jong-un be at the Nepo Baby Conference, Toby? Do you kind of... Kim said he's desperate to make it. Mm. He is snowed under at the minute.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He came last year, got a bit carried away.
Right.
You know how he gets.
That's it.
Well, because on the second night we do karaoke and he loves it.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un's version of Total Eclipse of the Heart...
Really?
...brought... Not a dry eye in the house.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd love to. I'd pay good money to watch that, actually.
So would I. Hey, speaking of celebrities.
Yeah.
Dominic Byrne, you've been making a new celebrity friend.
Yes. So, this was a couple of weeks ago. I went to a really nice hotel in London to interview Tom Hardy.
Ooh.
Yeah, who I'd never actually met before. Deeply scary man, I think.
Yeah.
But actually turns out to be very lovely and very funny.
Just like Kim Jong-un.
Exactly right. Not a million miles away. So, yes. So, Havoc is a new film on Netflix out today.
Yeah.
He plays like an American... His American accent is very good, by the way, Tom.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. He plays an American cop who is looking for the son of a politician. I couldn't say at the time that I really liked it because reviews were embargoed. I can say now, I really liked it.
Oh, great.
It's very violent.
Is it?
Very violent. If you like violence, don't watch it. But if you love violence, have a look. he's very good in it, and we had a chat about many things in our sort of 10 minutes together. So we'll play that out on Monday.
On Monday.
When Chris is back.
Lovely.
We'll hear all about what happened when I met Tom Hardy.
How long did you get? Because I've done some of those junkets, as they're called, and sometimes they wrap you up after about 2 minutes. Yeah. Sometimes they let you crack on.
Yeah.
How long do you reckon you got?
The secret is to make friends with what's known in the trade as the windmill lady.
Mm.
So the windmill, obviously, the arm comes up and go, wind it up. So just speak to her or him, 2025. Speak to her or him before the interview, and then they might give you an extra couple of minutes. I think we got about 10 minutes with him.
Great. That's a good effort.
Yeah,
10 minutes.
It was good. He was on top form.
Lovely. So on Monday, you'll be able to hear when Dom met Tom.
Yes.
Exactly. Do you think you're now best friends? Are you going to hang out?
We did. I offered to exchange numbers.
Did you?
I actually did.
And did you exchange numbers?
You have to wait till Monday.
Okay, we'll find out on Monday. Mm. Dominic Byrne managed to get Tom Hardy's on. Tom Hardy went to my school.
Yes, I thought he did.
Went to my school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reeds. I think he got expelled, but, you know, he had fun while he was there.
I think he did get expelled. I was looking at his Wikipedia before interviewing him. Yes,
I'm pretty sure he got expelled.
He was possibly asked to leave.
Yes, politely.
It wasn't for him.
It's all the lads that went to my school.
Yep.
It's your Toby Tarrant.
That's it.
It's your Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
It's your Tim Henman.
Oh, Henman was there.
Yeah, that's the trifecta.
Oh, okay.
That we're looking at.
And who do they place as being the most sort of important alumni from your school?
Funny you should ask, actually. Mm. For years, it was Henman.
Sure.
It was, you know, you couldn't walk down a hallway without seeing a bust of Tim Henman.
That's it.
And he used to come back and do tennis lessons and everything all the time.
Mm.
And then, because obviously Tom Hardy got expelled, they pretended he didn't exist for years.
Oh, okay.
And then The Dark Knight Rises came out and suddenly, we love Tom. He's one of ours, he is.
We're just opening the new Tom Hardy building.
Yeah. They literally pretended he didn't exist.
Yeah.
In Bronson, nothing.
Yeah.
Not a peep. He's doing all these wonderful, quite arty films.
Right.
Becoming a really successful actor.
Mm.
Nothing. Not a peep, you know. And then Dark Knight Rises came out. Oh, God, we missed Tom.
Oh. He was great.
Misunderstood
here.
A lot of people didn't get him, but we did get him.
Any pictures of you up or anything? Any statues or...
They once asked me to come back and give a speech to the sixth form leavers.
Right, that's nice.
And I got absolutely hammered the night before. And I turned up and I was so hungover and I was a bit late.
Right.
And I remember my opening sentence was, because I was standing to the headmaster, I said, I've just been chatting to the big dog. And then
they like that.
They never asked me back.
Right, that's weird, isn't it?
I panicked. Oh, I'd just been chatting to the big dog over here.
Yeah.
Anyway, the film looks brilliant. You can hear Tom chatting to Tom Hardy on Monday when Chris Moyles returns. Now, Pulp returned with a new track. Must be a couple of weeks ago now. I love it. I find myself singing it all day, every day at the moment. It is the return of Pulp, a new album on the way after 24 years. This is Spike Island on Radio X.
Something stopped me, dead in my tracks. I was headed for disaster, and then I turned back. I was wrestling with the coat hanger, can you guess who won? The universe shrugged, then moved on. It's a guess. No idea, it's a feeling, not a voice in my head, just a feeling. And by the way, ashamed I was selling the rights. I took a breather and decided not to ruin my life. I was conforming to a cosmic design. I was playing to type until I walked back to the garden of earthly delights. I was born to perform. It's a calling. I exist to do this, shouting and pouring. And by the way, oh.
never have the last word, because it's not something you could ever say. So swivel.
It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling, not a voice in my head, just a feeling. And by the way, oh, it's my kind of come alive. By the way, this time I'll get it right. Oh, and by the way, it's my kind of come alive. By the way,
Spike Island on Radio X, 20 past seven. Morning, Toby. It's Simo. Thanks for playing this. I woke up singing this, the first two lines on a loop. Now, I know a couple of mates called Simo.
Simo.
They're so, that text is so familiar that I wonder if it's one of the Simos I know.
Oh, really?
Well, it says, Toby, it's Simo.
Ah, okay.
But I don't know if that's, because that could be.
Simo, or it could be Simo.
Well, it could be Simo from uni, or it could be my mate Simo John Simpson, the captain of Sussex Cricket Club.
Ah.
Who's doing a wonderful job, by the way.
Well, it's the first time they've texted in, ever.
Is that you, Simo? You've got my WhatsApp number. Just my mate Tim, who's one of my best old friends, I've known him for 20-odd years.
Timo.
He once said to me, he goes, mate, I always message into your show and you never read it out. And I said, what, you message me? And he goes, no, I message the show. And I said, message me?
Yes, exactly. If you've got your number.
You've got the bat phone.
Exactly.
You can skip all the other, you know, riffraff, the scum. Just come straight to me.
Play the game, Timo.
Right, we have got tickets on the way for Coldplay. So once again, Dominic Byrne is going to dust off his instrument just for us.
Radio X.
With Škoda, it's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts will take the world by storm.
Yes!
The world has never faced a threat this big.
And you're going to help me stop it.
Us?
Why, you got some place to be?
On May 1st.
Avengers are gone. No one's coming to save the day.
Their time.
I think we could be the people that are coming.
Has come.
Being the hero, there is no higher calling.
Let's do this.
Marvel Studios Thunderbolts. Only in cinemas. Thursday, May 1st. Get tickets now.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our May draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 30th of April. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Welcome to Peloton, where it's more than just a motivating workout. It's you versus today.
Let the games begin.
Because a motivated version of you is absolutely unstoppable. Equipped with the Peloton bike, tread, and all-access membership, make the change you want to make. With yoga, Pilates, running, or cycling, track your progress with PR and pace targets. Show today what you're made of at onepeloton.co.uk. Find your push, find your power. Peloton.
Internet connection in Peloton, all-access membership at £39 per month required. Terms apply. See onepeloton.co.uk.
Summer starts here at Matalan. There's now up to 20% off thousands of lines across fashion, home and luggage. And the big sale continues. There's now up to 70% off in the final reductions. Shop in-store and online at matalan.co.uk. T's and C's apply. Selected lines only.
Now, listen carefully. I want you to think of selling your car. Who's going to buy that car? Keep thinking. Struggling to know where to look? On Ford Motorway, there are 7,500 verified dealers who are ready and waiting to bid on your car. So, start selling your car today. It's not magic, it's Motorway.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. My claim group is working hard to help. So, even if you've forgotten your details, make sure you check. Text CLAIM to 86688. My claim group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Toby! In for Moylesy!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, forget weapons, we declare amnesty on something way more deadly. Plus, Jackie Shepherd, the golden cherub of British radio, will sound the Friday horn. And we go to Wallington, where a local lady is going to tell us all we need to know about this week's pet town. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Girls!
It's bed.
Bedtime!
One more, Ray!
I'm almost done!
Okay, kiddos.
That's enough.
Time's up.
On to the app.
Your Wi-Fi is going off.
Going off.
Off. Off.
Manage your kids' time online with EE Wi-Fi controls, helping them to switch off and drift off. Search EE Broadband.
Eligibility criteria apply. New EE Broadband customers.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
You're listening to The Chris Moyles Show with Toby Tarrant on Radio X.
Radio X.
Sell.
Martino's, not 19 forever on Radio X.
Win with Radio X.
Okay, here we go. Dominic Byrne has got a children's electronic keyboard.
Yes.
And he is playing it for us all this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're doing a splendid job.
Thank you so much, actually.
Yeah.
Feel a lot of pressure today.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Feeling it?
Yep. Feeling it.
Well, I guess, you know, Coldplay last year at Glastonbury did one of the most iconic headline sets in the history of that famous festival.
It really was.
So I'd imagine that's where the bar is.
Yeah.
Can you, you know, how close to that bar can you get?
Halfway through my performance, by the way, Michael J. Fox is going to come in.
Really?
Yeah. So that would be cool. Wouldn't it?
Come on, I look imagine forward to that. Meeting him. He's a hero.
He is a hero.
So this morning, we've got a pair of tickets to Coldplay at Wembley Stadium in London on the 4th of September this year. There's a very good chance you might have seen Coldplay before. They seem to be always putting on shows.
Mm.
They are quite simply one of the greatest live bands that has ever been on planet Earth.
Yep.
They really are spectacular live. So, Glastonbury last year.
Yeah. Oh, it's incredible. I didn't go. I was watching it on TV. It was phenomenal, that set.
Well, because I've seen them live a few times and there was a few other acts on. So to Pips, I said, oh, we're going to go to Coldplay. And Pips was like, oh, let's go along for a bit. I said, we should go along for a bit. Mm. But I've seen them like 3 or 4 times. They're always brilliant.
Always brilliant.
And then ended up staying for every second. Couldn't believe it.
Mm.
Walked away saying, I think that was the most perfect headline set I'd ever seen. It was just unbelievable.
So good, wasn't it?
So you can see Coldplay at Wembley Stadium in London on the 4th of September. If you've seen them before, you know how good they are. If you've never been, it is one that you have to tick off.